and meet the two candidates. They are the Democrat, Eric Cordero, welcome, and the Republican, Linda Menard. And we'll have the opening statements in Senate District G, starting with Eric Cordero.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you for letting me be here again. It is an honor to be running for office. My name is Eric Cordero. I live in Palmer. I'm married, a lifelong Alaskan and a public school teacher. We have two beautiful young children. And for the last few years, I've been working for a legal aid program as a statewide pro bono coordinator, helping low-income Alaskans with their civil legal needs. But I've also been involved with other community groups and nonprofits, giving back to that community that gives so much to me. I'm running for state office because I want to restore faith in the public process, and I want to make sure that government is an agent for good and that the people representing us are truly representing every single Alaskan and not just a small segment of the population. So on November 4th, vote for Eric Cordero, and please visit my website to learn more about the issues that I stand for. Okay. EricCordero.com. Thank you.
Excuse me. Thank you very much. Linda Menard.
Thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me into your home tonight. What I would like to tell you, since the theme of tonight is running, I'd like to tell you how I hit Alaska and started running. I started taking teaching, trying to work towards my teaching degree right here at UAA. In fact, one semester I took 24 credits. I was a young wife coming up with my husband in the Air Force. We were very fortunate to be able to purchase in Wasilla, one of the original homesteads. And speaking about agricultural, I'll tell you what, we do have 55 acres in Timothy. So we continue on with that homesteader's dream of having wonderful agriculture in the Matsu Valley. Some of the other things that I've certainly involved myself in, we set up the first dental office in Wasilla, and I was the founder of the first Matsu School Foundation, as well as the first president of the Matsu Health Foundation. Thank you very much. My time is up.
Thank you very much, and we'll continue with you. It's your opportunity to ask your opponent a question. I want to remind the viewers and listeners that there's no incumbent in this race.
Thank you. Well, Eric, I know from our many discussions that you have an interest for a fair judicial system. What would you like to see change to improve in our current judicial system?
Thank you for that question. I appreciate it. There are several aspects that could improve. Certainly, there are people in our communities that don't have access to the legal system, particularly when it comes to civil legal services. Now, I have a personal stake in that area because that's where I work, but there are over 80,000 Alaskans that are considered low income at the federal level and that would qualify for services. Alaska has a high number of victims of domestic violence and sexual assault and child abuse. We need to do more. Alaskans deserve better.
Okay, thank you very much. Rebuttal?
Thank you. Eric, are you willing to make those changes and know that there's always certainly a financial tag that goes with that? A fiscal, you know, of course, everything comes down to what fiscally we are going to be able to spend on those programs.
Absolutely. And I will always champion programs that assist victims of domestic violence and sexual assault, and children in particular. And when it comes to fiscal responsibility, the thing is, when we talk up and create preventative programs, they actually help in the long run, because we're spending so much money in law enforcement and the court systems are clogged with people that are unrepresented, it actually turns out to be more expensive.
Okay, now, Mr. Cordero, it's your opportunity to ask a question.
Well, Linda, thank you for that question again. Over the last several weeks, you talked about some of the things that you feel passionate about, that you want to do, and you've mentioned seniors several times, that you'd like to do more for seniors. What are some of the things that you'd like to do for seniors if you get elected?
Well, heaven forbid, and I really feel strongly that we have disenfranchised, and certainly our feelings for seniors, I just feel that we have kind of let go of that. And I can speak personally from many of my senior friends, And I would like to see an opportunity where maybe we can sit around the table and look at the longevity bonus plan again. So that would be one area that I would be interested in looking at. And I think we have desensitized ourselves towards our seniors, and I would like to work on that.
Eric Cordero.
I certainly agree with you. That's something we should keep a mind on. I think that I like to support programs like the Heating Assistance Program that was established in 2008 to be on top of the federal program that has existed before, and that allowed for more seniors and more people to qualify for those services. I also think that we need to toughen our consumer laws to make sure that seniors don't get conned into entering into a deal that they didn't want to enter into.
Linda Menard, you have the last word, 15 seconds.
Thank you. Well, I do feel as well, and we're making great strides in that we need more senior housing. And then when they get into the senior housing, like, for instance, at the Wasilla Senior Center, then they've just recently raised. And when they're on Social Security checks, they cannot have any extra money as discretionary funds. So I think just where are we going to house our seniors as well?
Okay, we have a limited amount of time, but it's my opportunity to ask a couple of questions. And for Eric Cordero, we'll start with you, and the same question for Linda Menard. Whom are you going to vote for president, and why?
You know, this is having a deja vu from the last time I was here.
I must have remembered that.
You must have remembered that. My feelings haven't changed, even though the race has changed dynamically, having our governor as the vice presidential candidate for the Republican Party. I am still going to vote for Barack Obama, and this has nothing to do with our governor. I like our governor. But I think that ultimately we're deciding between John McCain and Barack Obama, and I think Barack Obama has better policies for our country than John McCain.
Linda Menard.
Thank you very much. Well, I am going to vote very enthusiastically for the McCain-Palin ticket. I think John McCain has served our country well, and I think no one could be prouder. We have a vice president that is a very accomplished woman. I respect her a lot, and Americans are going to be very proud should they win the election on November 4th.
Okay, turning to something closer to home, we'll start with you, Linda Menard. Are legislators underpaid?
I don't believe our legislators are underpaid. We have established a citizen legislature. And, you know, when they go to Juneau, they get a per diem. I think it's a couple hundred dollars. And their staff are very well paid, and they get benefits. And it wasn't ever intended that they were going to be career politicians. So, yes, my answer would be yes, they are currently paid enough. And I never, my husband, when he was in politics, he never went for the raise when it was given. He was one of six that turned it down. Thank you.
Eric Cordero?
I think they're paid just about right, and I think the per diem allows the legislators to live within their means. It's certainly not a very profitable career, but I would become a legislator not for the money, but to truly help Alaskans and the things that are needed in Alaska to happen. I'm not there for the profit.
Thank you very much. We're going to go to our closing statements. And Mr. Cordero, sir, we're going to start with you.
Well, thank you again for letting me be here today and for allowing me to talk to the voters. On November 4th, we can make a choice, and Matt's voters have a choice. 7 years ago, when I moved here with my wife, we moved in with bills to pay, student loans, a baby, and another one on the way. I would have never thought that I would be living the Alaskan version of the American dream right here running for office. I've been involved with the community through many groups, with the Palmer Rotary Club, with the Hispanic Affairs Council of Alaska, the Human Coalition Against Human Trafficking, the Stand Down program to help veterans every year. And it's just an amazing way of giving back to the community. And if there's one thing I want to do is to really sit down and work with everyone, regardless of their party affiliation, because Alaska has unique challenges that require unique solutions, and we can all work together for Alaska's future. Thank you very much.
Linda Menard, you have 1 minute, please.
Thank you. I am coming here tonight asking you for your vote November 4th because I feel that I have a depth of experience. I've had 12 years on the school board. I've had support from both Governor Hickel. I was the volunteer of the year under Irma Lee Hickel. Governor Knowles has appointed me on the Governor's Arts Council. I've had many experiences on our hospital. I helped build the first Matsu Health Foundation, as well as I currently serve on the Matsu Regional Medical Center Hospital Board. So I can go down and down, but my pledge to you tonight is I will go down to Juneau, I will work hard, and I will take action and get results for you. Thank you very much.
Thank you both, and we're going to be right back with House District 15.